Hare Krishna. Apologies for no podcast the last few days, but I've been out of the temple sometimes at 6 a.m. to go to the hospital, and not back until 4 or 5 later. Pretty worn out from all kinds of tests. See how conclusive they are. Anyway, I think we did five or six tests every day for the last 2 days, including an hour of exercise. Anyway, but here we are, and today Bhagavatam class, we're elaborating on Prahlad Maharaj using this phrase Vidikarai, which translates as following the orders, or executor of an order of the Lord of the devotees. And today also on the 51st anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's arrival to America, very indicative, very clear that this dedication to orders of superiors, obviously starting with the Lord, Guru Parampara, one's own spiritual master. When I was in Russia and in the Varnashram seminars, we touched on this point of simplicity, and in discussing simplicity, talking about devotees' ability to embrace a service and do a service for life. And as Srila Prabhupada would sometimes complain that we're restless. Devotees are restless. You can't stick to one service. Okay, you should wash pots for this life, and you should distribute books, and you should worship deities, and you should be a grihastha and stay married to this one man or woman, and you should... we're restless. It's the indication of the mode of passion, an indication of not being satisfied, and the a lack of spiritual strength, which vidikarai, which comes from not being sufficiently connected to the spiritual strength that comes from the disciplic succession, in the way that we see that, for instance, if you have an electric socket, you plug into that, you get power, you get strength, you get electricity. Similarly, if we're plugged into the strength of the disciplic succession, if we plugged into Krishna, then we get spiritual strength. And what is the plug? Yesterday, while I was one of the tests, happened to be one of these regarding nerves, and anyway, it was electric, running electric currents through my body. So the doctor, it's not a nurse, but it's a doctor, she was sort of showing me, says, okay, this is 220 volts, and of course the current was in the milliamperes, so it wasn't that bad, but it made a jolt. So when you're connected to the powerhouse, you're connected to the current, then you feel the spiritual energy, and you feel the energy coming through. And when you're not, then you're like a battery, no matter how big a battery is, sooner or later it runs out of power. So to be able to both execute devotional service nicely and simultaneously to be able to continue in one's service, one's mission in life. And those missions really, really vary. A according to where we fit in into the machinery or mechanism of spread, this Krishna consciousness movement that Prabhupada came to spread it like a machine. So not everyone can be a wheel, not everyone can be the steering wheel. Different devotees are in different positions. You may be some invisible little boat somewhere, but without that invisible little boat, the whole car may just crash. And non-stop, we're always reading. We're constantly reading about hearing about cars being recalled for some very insignificant thing, or Samsung's new battery. Samsung's new telephone, and the battery happens to explode when you're charging it, or may explode. Very interesting. Even when we were coming from Russia, they already had signs at the airport that if you got a Samsung, they still let you on the plane, but you have to turn the thing off. You can't turn it on the whole trip, and so on. So, big piece, visible piece, small piece, whatever role we play in Krishna consciousness, we should take that seriously. And the strength to do that will come, again, vidikarai, because we're connected. This is the wire. This is what connects us to Krishna and the Guru Parampara. Is this fidelity to following the instructions that we've been given. And that instruction may not come directly from Krishna, it may not even come directly from one spiritual master, may not be coming from Prabhupada, although in general we see so many instructions from Srila Prabhupada in terms of service and spreading Krishna consciousness. We should still, it may come from our temple president, it may come from someone else, the department head. But nonetheless, that's the vidikarai, that's the system that's been given to us, and that's how Srila Prabhupada expected us to work. Not everyone could expect to get instructions directly from Prabhupada, not everyone can expect to directly get instruction from their guru, especially when the guru is not even a GBC member or one's managerial authority, but the connection will be there if we follow. And we see Srila Prabhupada in a discussion that Prabhupada has, well, it happened twice, but the most one that's I remember best is sometime in 77, where Prabhupada is saying, I've examined myself. Why has this thing happened to me? Well, my godbrothers, learned scholars, and so on, and so on, and born in Brahminical families. All I can come to conclusion is that because I strictly follow the orders of my spiritual master. And that sets Srila Prabhupada apart from everyone else, and that's why Prabhupada came, and no one else came. Everyone else, they said, could have come. Well, he could have, but the thing is that they didn't. They didn't. And Prabhupada gives the example of Columbus, that when he finally got back to the Spanish court, then some other explorers were, seems like it was a big thing at that time, exploring, finding new worlds, could have said, well, what's the big thing? All he did was just go in a westerly direction. And Prabhupada, of course, gives the answer, yeah, but he did go and the others didn't go. Well, that was made the decision. And, of course, there's the other example, I think, that Columbus gives with the egg. He took the egg, said, okay, make the egg stand on end. And of course, everyone was trying to figure out how to make the egg stand on end. So finally, Columbus just cut off one part and stood it on end. And the others said, well, anyone could have done that. And he says, yeah, well, anyone could have, but I'm the one who did it. So Prabhupada did it. And anyone could be steady in this service, but who is? Who is dedicated? Yaradi Kitari Kaha Krishna Upadesh, somehow or another. And that's some of the things that we often see how devotees in India remain really faithful. They've been whatever their temple, it may be falling apart, it may be dilapidated, but they've been there since their children, doing the same thing over and over and over again. Whereas us Westerners tend to be more restless. No, I want to do something new. And of course, why will that come? Because if we disconnect from that psychology, disconnect from the strength of the parampara and Krishna, then the mode of passion takes over, and we become distracted. So good day for meditating on how to be dedicated, how to be executing the orders of our superior authorities, and that way remaining strong and faithful to the process. Hare Krishna.